Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Artificial intelligence has revolutionized digital media, offering numerous benefits for content creation and customer engagement. However, it also introduces significant risks, such as digital media fraud and deep fakes. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Emily Law, Director of Analytics for Verus Claims. Emily, so glad you could join us today.
John, thanks for having me, and I'm super excited to talk about something I'm quite passionate about.
I as well, Emily. So what are some of the challenges these technologies such as AI pose for the insurance industry?
Great question. So I think before I answer that directly, I want to give a staggering prediction, which I think really helps set the scene. There are some AI experts that predict that by 2025, over 90% of online content is expected to be generated by AI. So, you know, when it comes to the articles that you read online, the images, videos, or even audio clips on media, social media, you know, those could be inauthentic, and, you know, we really need to exercise a level of skepticism. And of course, this also applies to the digital media that's being submitted to insurers for both underwriting and claims. So really what we're seeing right now is that fraud in digital media is becoming more rampant and more sophisticated. The NICB, National Insurance Crime Bureau, actually reported that in 2023, the number of referrals related to questionable documents, so falsified documents, duplicated documents, increased by 35%. So today we're seeing a lot of cases where images are reused and misused. For example, customers using images from prior losses, submitting images of, say, a MacBook that's sourced from the internet to inflate their theft claim. However, we are seeing an influx of, you know, more sophisticated fraud, which is manipulated image. For example, you know, when someone uses Photoshop to superimpose damage. For documents, we're seeing individuals take valid invoices, editing certain parts, increasing the value or changing the billing address, and even creating completely fake documents from scratch. So on the underwriting side, you know, we also see images and documents being submitted to prove, for example, the condition of a property, or, you know, across the pond in the UK and Europe, you know, there's the ability to get a no claims discount. And those type of documents are also being, you know, manipulated or tampered in order to get a lower premium. Or in some cases, these individuals actually have fraudulent intent at the outset, at the policy inception point. So AI has been a catalyst, making lots of these tools more accessible. You don't need a graphics design degree anymore to learn how to Photoshop. You don't need to code in order to generate AI images. For example, you know, if the audience hasn't heard of Gemini, it's Google's free AI tool. So they have a lot of features. There's a bunch of free features, and you can easily generate an image of a damaged roof by hailstorm with a few sentences. So I'm hoping the audience doesn't get any ideas here, but, you know, in essence, it's a real concern with insurers. We recently ran a survey across our customers, and 45% stated that image and document manipulation is the most concerning emerging trend, followed by deepfake and AI. So definitely at front of mind for many of our customers.
So I just want to back up and ask, by 2025, only 6 months away, you expect that 95% of online content to be generated by AI.
So that's what the AI experts expect. You know, whether it's 2025, 2026, I definitely think it's coming for sure.
Just for some perspective, do we have any idea of how much content is being generated online that's AI generated?
Yeah, I think that's the struggle. I mean, the challenge is that we currently, it's hard to know, really. And we can talk more about that, but currently, there is no way. Like, if you come across an image, you know, particularly, you know, leading up to the election, you know, there's a lot of news articles coming out. It's hard to trust what you see with your eyes these days, because things can be manipulated. You can get fake audio clips that sound exactly like the person. So I think it's about exercising caution. But, you know, there are, you know, solutions coming in the horizon, but currently it's really hard to know.
Let's talk about that exercising caution, shall we? What tools and strategies are insurance carriers employing to identify and defend against these fraudulent digital media practices?
That's right. So I think it's clear that human, you know, oversight alone is not enough. And with insurers, they're sort of reviewing mass volumes, thousands, if not millions of images and documents daily. And so technology is needed to help. Insurers are recognizing this and are starting to deploy, you know, analytics, algorithmic solutions, and machine learning solutions to identify these fraudulent cases. So let's start with some of the algorithmic solutions. Some of this technology has been around for, you know, a decade, but are now being used for fraud purposes. So the first effective approach would be metadata. So extracting metadata from images and documents to check for signs of modification. We can verify software signatures, look at the timestamps, the geolocation to ensure that, you know, the image was taken at where it should have been taken, which is the lost location. We can also use image matching algorithms to see if an image has been submitted before. This is to catch those duplicate cases, but this can be extended to image searching, reverse image searching on the World Wide Web. So those tools are currently used by insurers. For PDF, we have algorithms that help identify and reveal concealed text. So if you have like a white box that's covering text and then new text added, there's algorithms that can detect that. And then OCR technology is also used to extract, you know, information from documents and then compare it with the contextual information around the claim. But when it comes to more sophisticated fraud, this is where AI is a game changer. Like, we're using AI to combat, you know, AI. And so AI models are used to assess the authenticity of images by doing things like identifying visual imperfections. So where blurriness or sharpness inconsistencies appear on, you know, certain parts of the image or document. There's also reflection and shadow analysis you can conduct. But there's further to this is the non-semantic approaches. So it's ignoring what's actually on the surface, but looking at inconsistencies around the pixel structure and distribution. So these models kind of give a confidence score of, you know, what's whether it's manipulated or not. So John, I've talked a lot about the forensic tools, but I think another strategy that's worth mentioning is around data capture channels. So this is around how insurers can better improve the way in which they actually receive digital media from customers. Secure capture technology is now emerging, which can be installed on smartphones, applications, or through a web portal. And part of this technology is that it enables what you can think of as a more sophisticated metadata. So it gives you the origins of the digital asset, but in a way that's more permanent and tamper-proof. Some of these solutions even use blockchain. So for those who don't know, that's an immutable ledger that's stored in a undistributed network. And this tracks the origins of, you know, the digital asset and how it changes over time. So really, if I was an insurance company, those are the things I would be starting to invest in, whether it's in-house or, you know, working with trusted third-party service providers.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So are there any technologies or approaches that insurers have proven particularly effective? And if so, what are some of the key challenges that insurers may find in implementing these strategies?
Yeah, I think, you know, listing out all the different capabilities and technologies is the first step. But really, I think the challenge is implementing them effectively into the current systems. And I think a trifecta approach is required here, right? So that's having the right tools, having the right processes, and then having the right people in place. So with the right tools, I've already talked extensively about this, and it's about how do we integrate this seamlessly with existing systems. And, you know, I'm sure most people won't disagree with me, but insurance companies operate on old, you know, disparate legacy systems that are not built for the modern age. You know, I used to work as an actuary and I encountered challenges, you know, in data quality, just linking claims to policies. And that's for structured data, With digital media, we're talking about unstructured data, so the situation is even more complex. I've come across systems which, you know, convert images into PDFs, which essentially strips out all the metadata and even compresses the image. With compression, the issue is that you remove, you know, camera signatures, you distort the underlying pixel patterns, making it really difficult for these AI models to identify those more sophisticated fraud. So really one big takeaway for insurers is really to, you know, start consulting or working with IT teams within their businesses, identify limitations in the current process, because modernizing IT infrastructure is critical to manage and analyze unstructured data. And so the third point is around having humans in the loop. Never underestimate human intelligence and judgment. You know, fraudsters are continually evolving their tactics. And while technology can help identify anomalies, human oversight is crucial to monitor and identify new patterns of fraud. So this involves, you know, having ongoing training and education for staff to ensure they know what to look for and how to respond. So one, you know, fun little exercise is that I saw that New York Times just released a deep fake article where you can play a little game of guessing whether an image is AI generated or not. And what's good is that they actually, you know, provide information and telltales on how you can identify or see whether an image is AI. So distortion in fingers and hands is one key one. So if the fingers look kind of off, you know, it's very likely it's an AI generated image. However, I do believe that this technology is improving so significantly that, you know, in a couple of years, I don't think these imperfections will be visible anymore.
Great. So are there regulatory measures or industry standards in place being considered to address these issues?
Yeah, so I guess in terms of regulation, we're definitely starting to see some movement in governments around responsible AI and transparency. For instance, the EU was the first to adopt the Artificial Intelligence Act earlier this year. And one relevant component of this act is that any content generated or modified by AI, so images, audio, video files, need to be clearly labeled as AI generated so that users are aware when they come across this content. So it's encouraging to know that regulators are thinking about these risks. However, beyond regulation, there is a lot of great work done by industry groups to address this. One that I'd like to highlight is the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity, or C2PA. I like to talk about them a lot because I think this is sort of the long-term future solution to this whole issue around inauthenticity. So this coalition, it includes big technology companies such as Microsoft, Adobe, Sony, and Google, and they aim to develop a global technical standard for certifying the source and history of media content. So I talked about the capture technology a bit. This sort of is diving deeper into this, but C2PA uses, you know, cryptographic techniques and digital signatures to embed that more sophisticated metadata into digital content. And then any future amendments and adjustments are made on top of that. So the seal is like sealed on top. And then with the seal, if it's tampered, it will be obvious. So you sort of wouldn't, you know, look at it more suspiciously if the seal was tampered. So say we fast forward to the future. The hope is that any image, video, audio clip you come across online, you'll be able to open it up and inspect the C2PA metadata, understand who took the image, you know, what software was used, and what changes have been made. So has the image, you know, gone through Photoshop? Have they added additional, you know, objects within the image to change the sort of authentic, you know, real life situation? So those are the sort of things that regulation and the industry are working on outside of, you know, insurance itself.
Are there ways that insurance carriers can join such efforts to create a unified front against these challenges?
For sure. So, I mean, fraud is a universal challenge. And the one benefit is that it's not a zero-sum game. So I think insurers definitely have opportunities to work together to create that unified front. I think having, you know, working towards some sort of consistent industry standard, or maybe it's an industry expectation in terms of what and how digital media can qualify for underwriting and claims. For example, you know, having simple checkpoints like requiring original images, you know, not accepting screenshots or low quality images, using these specialized capture technology. So working together, it's about raising the bar so it makes it harder for fraudsters to penetrate that wall. Of course, there's a slight compromise for customer experience. You know, there are some insurers today that let customers, you know, submit anything, you know, they want within their claim. But I think that opens up vulnerabilities. And given the rise of this threat, I think it's sort of balancing that out. And I think the second point around, you know, working together, I think it's about sharing best practices. So regularly exchanging information about the new threats and effective countermeasures. So having a conversation like today and having that dialogue is really beneficial to the industry.
Well, Emily, my head is spinning after this conversation. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
That was Emily Law, Director of Analytics for Verisk Claims, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.